There is so much great digital content out there, and we're talking The Laura Show with Laura herself and co-star Ashley next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. That's right. Welcome to another edition of Spotlight On here on AfterBuzz TV and AfterBuzzTV.com. I am your host, James Law Jr. You can follow me on all the interwebs at James Law Jr. I made it that simple. Okay, so my guests today are part of this great series, which I just binge-watched all of them. And they're really easy to watch. They're about 20 minutes long each. And they're so funny. And actually, this one chick, she's so funny on her Instagram stuff. Very funny. So, first I want to introduce who she brought with her. She's great and she's so pretty. She's really hilarious. We're gonna show her sketch that she does with it. I find it my favorite. She's also an actress and a makeup artist, Miss Ashley Tyne.
Hello.
All right, did I say your last name correctly?
Yes.
I did. Okay, good. Very good. Get the dimple.
Just one.
Get one. Yes, I got one. Two. Get one. Okay, and it would not be the Laura Show without this chick. Literally would not be the show without her. Actress, musician, singer, writer, creator, choreographer, dancer, voiceover, funny woman, animal activist, which is very important.
Yes.
Her series, The Laura Show, it's wrapped its first season. The final episode is tomorrow. Yes. Very excited for you. I can't wait to see what happens. Help me welcome Laura Linda Bradley.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. I just had to do a big intro for you guys. I just had to work it out.
Can you go so before me into every single room?
I'll do that. Just hire me. I'll do it.
That's sure. Amazing. Yes, done.
We'll do it. Done. See, I get work. I love it. Getting work in Hollywood.
Especially when you go to a party and you don't know anyone. You're like, oh, I'm bringing him with me.
Right, I'm like, everybody, guess who? Actress, activist. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Can you imagine if we just did that?
You don't even need a microphone.
I have a big mouth. You don't run at all.
That's great.
So, we're going to show a clip of the trailer of the series first, and then we're gonna talk right. We're gonna get right into it and start all talking right about it. So let's show that trailer.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. And it's coming up.
Christopher and I are looking intently.
What?
And it's the looks on your face. That's how you get me every time.
You're a terrible singer, but I do like this song.
I call bullshit.
Really weird going on between your sister and you with the whole hair thing, and then your mom.
You know what? Thomas doesn't play video games and wastes his entire weekend.
Crystal appreciates a nice day.
I know. That baby.
I don't know that language. Oh, this is Wyatt. He's a working actor.
Bruce Wayne wasn't into Playmates.
Shut up.
I'm going to have this talk with you for a while, but if you're going to move in, I think you have to cut down on the wine a little bit.
But he dated her anyway.
My Chloe. Wanted to do something to show you how much, like, us means to me.
Do you at least have, like, a second towel?
Like, the second towel. My parole officer is going to be really pissed because I'm
looking. Look at your face. Wait.
I've been monogamous since we started dating.
You don't actually go into somebody's house and walk into their shower.
You look like Gigo Shatter to me.
Ooh, you'd look like my mom would love you.
And you know what else? He likes to cuddle.
Oh, well, how would I know that? Crystal actually likes my mom.
She is a terrible person.
In the shower?
We really need to talk.
I like your haircut.
He's like, what?
Okay. I hope you like it. I got your hair on my back. With your sign.
Can't say you're a bird.
You're a bird, I'm a bird.
Wow. Actors really are crazy.
I'm not in.
You look like you could open a big old jar for me, honey.
I don't know who it is.
That baby. Oh my God. So that's the Laura show, you guys. And this show is so funny. Okay, so let's talk about what is the Laura show for people who don't know what it is.
Well, it is female-driven sketch comedy. So we have 3 sketches per episode. And I am writer and creator and star. Yeah. And someone told me recently, they're like, if you're going to wear that many hats, you need to grow some more heads. But I'm working on that. It's enough work to keep up with this one head of blonde hair.
Yes, exactly.
I can't do multiples. It's fine. But no, it's like SNL. And it's very, you know, we poke fun at girls. We poke fun at guys. We poke fun mm-hmm. at social media. We have a lot of fun with mm-hmm. that.
You do.
Because it's really ridiculous. It's gotten out of hand. Gotten out of hand.
Crazy.
Social Media War is seriously one of my favorite sketches today.
That's a good one.
It was so much fun to film and then the final product. But we nothing really is off limits. We took on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette the other week, mm-hmm. and I think we destroyed it. I mean, and the funny thing was I was like, well, we're putting it out kind of in between seasons, and then, by gosh, I'm walking down the Grove, and there's, you know, this chick with like roses, and it's like the new season of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, like when
another season?
They just keep plugging them out.
They do. It's a machine.
It is. I mean, hey, if it works for them, but you know, we like to make people laugh, and we don't take ourselves seriously. That's why we have bloopers at the end of every episode because
is the most fun part.
It is a fun part. Yeah, I love bloopers.
We need to make more blooper reels.
I think I can stop
writing and just like we'll put the camera on and be like, people say weird stuff.
Right.
Fall just down. Weird things. Okay, be yourself.
3 more episodes. Just bloopers.
That's what somebody asked me. They're like, is that what the finale is going to be? Just bloopers?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I've like spent a lot of time writing the finale. Like, it's really amazing. Like, I feel like Shonda Rhimes in my little like cave. I'm like, I'm writing all the funny jokes.
Like, you know? This is quality.
Hey, what are you saying?
Let me have a little drink, please.
Sometimes no one knows if I'm being sarcastic or not.
And they're like,
you know, it's fine.
Shady Monday.
I can't help you with actual advice. How about some sarcasm?
Yes.
Like that
works?
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
So now did you hire your friends? Obviously, we have homegirl here, who's one of your buddies.
She just shows up where I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said,
I think she has a tracking device on my phone.
Mm-hmm. I stalk her sometimes. So when she's like in the yoga studio, I'll like go through the bushes and like find
she's
her.
She's in there.
Hi. Yeah.
She's in there. She's doing, mm-hmm. doing half the yoga. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Knocking her
vinyasa.
Door.
She's doing vinyasa.
Yeah. It was all people that I had worked with before or were personal friends with through working with them. And then we had a couple that were actually cast that were came personally vetted from somebody else that I worked with.
Oh, wow.
So there was no casting notice. There was none of that kind of nonsense. Yeah. I tried it, and I see why casting directors really don't like actors. I learned a lot on this project. Yeah.
Tell me a few things. Anybody out there who's like wondering this process, what are a few things that you did learn about that whole process?
I learned that everything takes longer and is much more stressful than you anticipate. Okay. There's a reason that production companies and studios are very large high-rises, and they are not a few very dedicated, hardworking people, because you will establish either a drinking problem or an ulcer. should not be just like on like a handful of people. But it's... As an actor, I mean, it's something that I've always loved doing. I was an actor in theater when I was about 4 years old. So it was not like, oh, I'm going to kind of do like a real job. Like it was, no, Laura's going to be an actor. Laura can't hold a real job. thank God she's funny.
Yes.
But no, with working with actors, I have learned how valuable, hardworking, dedicated, talented actors are.
Yeah.
And so I've kept them very close and tried to keep them happy. I try to make set fun.
Okay, good. Good, yes.
There's always, like, thank you texts after filming. So
aww.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you didn't get one, but... Oh, thank you texts. She's like, I didn't get one. She's like, whatever, you're my friend.
Yes. I'm just kidding. I get one every time.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I think they're towing your car.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? Here we go. I love it.
Yeah.
You can tell you guys are friends. You tell you like, well, we're friends.
Oh, yeah, no.
Bust their chops.
Like, yeah, I will say things to Ashley on set and vice versa, and people will be like, what?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, she gets it.
It's fine. Yeah, no. Like, the stuff that we know on each other. Oh, gosh. We could write seasons 2 through 10 just with, like, the amount of, like, exes and relationships that we both survived for the other one. It's like,
oh, for the other, how funny.
No, I mean, we've talked about that. Everyone that we've dated, respectfully, owes flowers to the other one because we've taken the brunt of their shit. Yeah. Like when somebody was like not texting back or whatever, like we're the one that the other one calls, not the boy.
Yes, you can't exactly.
You can't show them how crazy you really
no,
are.
No, not really. No. Like, don't do
no.
that.
No, no, no. We'd all die alone.
Yeah.
So you have to have your best friend that you're like, oh my gosh, you will not believe this and you need to side with me and tell me that I am
yeah,
right.
Let's you need to co-sign and spiral with me.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
No questions asked.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. For sure.
And it sucks because sometimes it's like, I know she doesn't want to listen to my shit and sometimes I'm like, oh, Laura, I'm busy. But then we know like, no,
hey,
it's true.
That Ferris wheel comes back around.
But you know what? You got to do it. You got to listen. Got to give advice. Same with her. I'm sure she's like, oh, I'm going into a meeting. And she's like, fine, Ashley, what? Uh-huh. He didn't text back? Okay, cool.
No, I kind of love it because it's like, it's such inspiration for the show. Like,
yeah, it really is.
The names have been changed to
protect the innocent. Of course, not so innocent. Yeah.
Somebody told me when we started, they're like, are you going to put a disclaimer on the show? And I'm like, it's not reality. It's relatable. No.
There you go.
Hey.
That's right,
it's
girl.
True.
Yeah, so as long as you like hang out in that silver gray area, good as gold. I've yet to get any calls from anyone being like, that looks oddly familiar. What was that?
Because you, I mean, because here's the thing, folks. You are getting views. You're getting serious views. I mean, I've seen like 35,000, this thousand. I mean, like, you're getting views of your series. Congratulations. That's
Thank
really great.
You very much. The other day, I told Ashley about this the other day. It was a very surreal moment. I was in the gym, and I was like, oh, I'm on camera. Gotta go work out. I'm really tired. I don't want to. I'm gonna go work out. So I'm on my treadmill, and I notice this really attractive guy beside of me, and I'm like, hey, sir. I'm just, like, doing my thing, and, like, you know, you suck in, and you're like, I'm, gonna, yeah. I'm like, walking faster now. I don't know why I walk like this. Apparently, I'm in the 80s, and I have a dog. I don't know. Anyway, I was walking in a cool manner with my Victoria's Secret sports bra. I look cool.
Okay.
And then I noticed, I'm like, oh, that's one of our cast members on his phone. I was like, I don't remember him doing something. Like, when did he do it? And then I, like, look at it, and then my face pops up on his phone. I was like, oh, snap, he's watching our show, and people are watching it. And, like,
and he didn't even know it was her.
Oh,
well, because I look like a... I don't look like this.
Yes, you don't go to gym like that, you know?
No,
I would want
someone to actually talk to me about it because I despise those girls that go with like their headshots.
Oh, I know.
Like,
they do.
Agents,
I see
agents?
It.
Like,
once they're totally full makeup, I'm like, you're
that's
going to sweat it off
core.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes. And like, you're not going to get any kind of workout. Like, just go to the gym. Like, she and I both joke, like, we have resting bitch face when we go to the gym. Earbuds in from the moment you walk in the door. You're
I have headphones this big so people don't talk to me. It's so bad. I'm really nice.
We're both really nice to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
To the general public, no, not so much.
You're so nice. What are you
people
talking about?
Do not.
They were nice to me.
Go out.
So
yeah,
I'll
no,
say they were nice
no,
to me.
No.
I'm not general public.
No. You've come into like the neighborhood.
Good.
You're like
good.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Good.
No, but when we go out, no, it's really fun because you put two blondes together, like walk in somewhere, like heads turn, and then it's like. No. I don't think I'm going to brave it. No. They look scary.
So now, okay, so Laura, so how did this come to you? I mean, like, because you said, were you just like, you were auditioning or doing things, or you said, okay, I'm going to write something for myself and my friends to do sketch. I mean, what was the deal?
Kind of, sort of. So okay. I came to Los Angeles because I wanted to do, like, gut-wrenching Oscar dramas.
Oh, really?
Shocker.
Really?
Right?
You? You? Really? That's crazy.
I know. But that's the type of movies and shows that I like to watch. I love our dramas. And,
yeah.
Like, Oscar season with the screenings. Favorite time
you
of year.
Them, yeah.
It's like my Christmas.
Yes.
But everybody told me, and I mean, I guess my friends are probably a pretty good, unbiased opinion of it. Not. And they're like, you're really funny. I'm like, no, like, it's because I would go on bad dates, and I would retell the stories, and, you know, they would laugh. And I'm like, well, that kind of inspires me to go back out there, because at least somebody's laughing at it. That's fun.
Yeah.
And,
no bad dates, only experiences.
Only experiences,
and
yeah.
Like, hey, it's all material.
Yeah. It's all material. I love it.
And, so, I don't know, it kind of it was something that I talked about and thought about, and then all of a sudden it was like, all right, let's do it. Let's just jump and, like, grow wings?
Grow wings. Yes.
Wings. Angel wings, yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Grow wings on the way down and learn how to fly. And so that's kind of what it turned into, and that was last fall.
I know, it's just recent.
Yeah, we had 25 episodes in season one, which was like a beast.
That's a lot because like even regular dramas, I mean, TV shows out there doing like 10, 12.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'll do a few. I mean, even though yours are, I mean, are, well, let's go with comedies. A lot of comedies are 22 minutes with commercials. They're doing like 10 or 12 and that's it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was never one to have, you know, mediocre or just on par standards. I've always, I was an only child.
So oh, there you go.
I still am. Well, I've adopted this one. Okay. Like, she's my sister.
Yes, of course. Your soul sister.
I know. It's so cute. We could pass for sisters.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, why not like shoot higher?
Yeah.
And I was at a panel discussion the other week and I was talking to people and I asked a question. And I stood up and I was talking about the show and I was like, yeah, and we're doing 25 episodes in season one. And there was like an audible gasp in the theater. And I was like, oh yeah, what we are doing is it is hard. It justifies the stress level that like we've all been feeling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I think to see how it's grown, I mean, from episode 1 to 5, from 5 to 15, from 15 to 25. Yeah. I mean, it's just been amazing, amazing.
Yeah. How did you choose 20 minutes? How was that? I mean, the time period. Because some people do 9, some do 15.
Like, some people do 4. Like, I know. Please.
Oh, like, how do you get things in 4 minutes?
next episode, next week. I'm like, takes you a week to film. Oh,
1 minute, guys. We film like 15-hour days. What are you people doing with all your free time?
Right.
No, initially it was supposed to be 5-minute sketches and 3 sketches each week. And then, as you can kind of tell, I like to talk. I have a word quota, a very high one that I like to hit every single day. And so in my writing, it kind of like, I'm like, no, it needs another joke. And like, we also need this to tell the story. And it's kind of evolved into now the finale, each sketch is 10 minutes a piece.
Okay.
And they're honestly like little short
movies. Yeah,
And they tell like a whole encapsulated story. But I think it's kind of fun, and it fits people's attention span now.
It does. It does.
Yeah, sketch is kind of like the new vampires. It's like that's where everything's going. I love the show Life in Pieces, for example. Yeah. I mean, I love that show. Casting directors.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Go for work. Do it.
Hello.
Do it.
I'm on hiatus right now from my show.
Now, with you, I read about you. You were doing makeup stuff on some productions.
Yeah.
So, what is some of your background?
So, I have been acting, I guess, since I was young. Okay. I did a lot of little plays that I would perform for my parents. And, again, I was an only child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I acted a lot when I was younger. I went to an acting competition. It was really fun. I was in a lot of musicals. I was in choir, like, for all my elementary and junior high years.
Wow.
And then I realized I got ready to go to college, and I was like, okay, so I'm going to do plan B, because plan A was acting, and I'm the safe person. Like, this is the dreamer, the risk taker, the entrepreneur. Yeah, she's like awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
who are you talking about?
You.
You're like, you're part of the earth. You're like, my feet are in.
I'm like,
she's floating around, just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Grab her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, come up here with me.
Exactly. Like, no, come down here.
I'm like, no, I'm going to stay home in my little bubble. Oh, no, so I decided to do plan B, which was fashion design. So I went to school for fashion design, graduated, worked for several designers. It was great. Ended up moving to New York, worked there for a little while, got into makeup. And I was like, you know, when I'm doing fashion design, working for designers, I'm like, cutting patterns, and it's not as creative. Like, I want to design, and I want to make a product, and it wasn't as artistic as I wanted. Mm. So I was like, oh, well, let me go into makeup. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So on to plan C. Makeup.
I've been there, girl. Trust me. I have been
So,
every good artist has.
Yes,
yeah. And so now I'm kind of like the jack of all trades.
I love that.
And I do a lot of like crafts. I've made jewelry since I was 16, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
I do all little things. I've been recently getting into calligraphy.
You know, I took calligraphy as a kid.
It's awesome. It's so much fun.
It's an art form.
It really
is. That people just don't even get anymore.
Yeah. And so I've gotten into that, and then when Laura was doing her show, she was like, "Why don't you be a part of this?" And I don't even think because I met her when I was in fashion.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even think she knew that I had an acting background.
Oh, wow.
And when I told her, she was like, why don't you come on? And I was like, Okay.
Sure.
Sounds great.
And so now, sketch? Was it Disney Princesses?
I think so. Disney Princesses. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like a blessing in disguise. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize. Like, I just kept Laura as a friend because she was my friend.
Right, right. It wasn't
because
about,
I love
like,
her.
Yeah, it wasn't because you just wanted stuff from her.
No, but then when she had this, I was like, girl.
I love you, and
even more.
Yes, and yes.
By the way, do you need me to come through?
Well, we're going to, actually, it's a good segue, Steve. Let's go to part of the sketch. I think it's just hilarious. And again, we're going to start that because you both are.
Thanks for the new contour I got.
We should post this. He's going to text you right away. He's going to be super jealous.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to look so cute.
Right?
I cannot believe he didn't text me back.
I love that.
What a crazy...
Wait. Oh! Jason has still not texted you back?
Still.
You know he died.
I love that.
He died and is laying in a ditch somewhere, and he will show
I'm
up
going
at 6
that.
O'clock
noon. I'm going with that.
I'm going with that.
He doesn't have road receipt, does he? Oh, he better not have read it and not responded. Nothing happened. It's hug. Oh, hi. And I'm like, how was your height?
How was the height?
He was like, it was amazing. It cleared my head.
Ew.
And I was like, I thought you died. every
time. Like, you don't hear from him, they die.
I, just,
sure.
I love that line.
And...
I was like, yeah, and then he didn't text me back until Tuesday afternoon. And so from Monday till Tuesday, that's like over 24 hours.
Did she call the police and like put out a search warrant? I
just read it.
Really?
She was like, Alejandro.
Yeah. And it was crazy. And he's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then nothing.
And is that how he said it? Like,
yeah, that sounds great. Well, he was more like, yeah, let's do it.
So, like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, let's do it. Not like, yeah, let's do it. But, like,
yeah,
let's do it.
Like,
totally casual. Like totally casual. Breezy and easy. Easy breezy.
So, you got to watch the rest of this. You have to see it. It's so funny. I'm trying to give you a little teaser. So, you guys have to watch. I mean, I was laughing. So, I'm like, I've been having a conversation. I've had it with wine and ice cream. I've had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
With my BFFs, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
But your line is when she said, he died. You know, and then later he's like, wait, I thought you were dead. So like, how can you call me back? I thought you were dead. I think that's the funniest line.
I
had
given up hope.
Right. I love that line. Oh, my God. It's so funny, you guys.
Oh, yeah. When you're single for a period of time, you learn coping mechanisms.
Yeah, it's in L.A.
Yeah.
Especially in L.A.
Especially with ghosting. You're already a ghost.
Okay, you guys. That's so weird because I didn't know what ghosting was, but it had been happening to me here and there. And I didn't know what it was.
Everyone.
It's weird. I couldn't think of, well, just all of a sudden, it's like the day before, yes, I can't wait to see you again. We get together. We had a great time. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Yep.
And you text and nothing.
Yep. Complete silence.
And so, and you text something a little angrier and they still nothing. It's weird. I never. It happens a lot. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's a thing now.
That's when you're like, oh no, he died, and then you delete his number.
Yeah, you got to delete the number. Uh-huh. You got to delete the number right away, right? You got to get out of your phone. Yeah. Don't leave it because you might accidentally call it by accident. Mm-hmm. I did that once.
Sometimes I've screenshotted the number just in case.
That is enabling yourself to like call them later to track back through those. No,
I know it's bad.
I had one I really did think about like 6 months later. I was like. I could try. He was really nice. I don't know. And I was like, but he ghosted me. Like, oh.
Yeah, no. Sometimes, like, you're just like, but those abs.
This one time, someone ghosted me. And so I finally said, you know what? It's not very mannerly of you. Or something.
You said word mannerly.
I didn't use mannerly. I said something like, it's not very nice. Or something something very classy. Because I thought about it for like over 3 hours. No. You know, you have to like think
like
of your response.
Proof the others. Yes.
And so finally, when I said that, after not hearing from him for like 4 days, I finally was like, well, just let me know. Blah, blah, blah. Very nice.
I don't know for it.
And then he responded.
Nope.
He was like, I just didn't feel a connection.
Wow.
I was like, thank you so much. Why was that so hard? Why didn't you tell me that before?
Yes.
Thank you.
And
it was like a good closure. Oh, I was like, I'm great with this. Now I can delete his number and I didn't think about him again.
It's not the person. It's the not knowing. Especially as an artist, because you're like, it's blocking me creatively. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're distracted and you're wondering about it. It's like, just like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Just say how you feel.
Well, you just, like you just said, it's like, okay, especially now in the age of texting, you don't have to look at me. You can say, I don't feel it.
Oh,
you
can text it. I mean, it's not like we're back in Sex and the City days where you got to break up somebody with a post-it note. I know. Like, come on.
I know. So that's kind of weird. So I mean, so when you're out there, especially for you, and you have a potential date, do they know what you do first?
Well, let's put it this way. I have not gone on very many dates since the show has been in production.
Change that, people. She's pretty and funny and smart. God bless America.
I wear really high heels. I like tall men.
See? There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, blondes. Hello.
Hey. No, I mean, most people do know that I'm an actor because I tend to date within the acting pool. Yeah. As undependable as they are, they're so pretty. God, hello.
Well, you're right. On both counts, you're correct.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it's played into it a little bit. I've had a couple of people that have asked me out and, like, within the first date were asking about the show, which that was an immediate, like, hey, hard pass.
It is, yes.
And then a couple that were a little weirded out when they, like, watched the show because I am very forthcoming. It is not reality. It's not completely pulled from anyone's life.
Right,
every story has come from something. Every single sketch came from somewhere.
It's relatable. Like we were saying before, it's relatable.
Exactly. And that's what I want, you know. I want girls and guys to be able to watch it and be like, oh my gosh, that's me, or that's my brother, or that's my like best friend from college, or what have you. Mm-hmm. And it's been really fun as it's been growing and like gaining its voice and momentum. The guys have actually started relating to it even more.
I think guys should watch this.
Yeah, that was a concern of mine at first because I was like, it's very, very girl power. Mm-hmm. And then I think the guys have been watching it almost as research, like, whoa, they're crazy, but they're funny crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
they're a little scary.
Yeah.
But I think that guys like a funny woman on some level, I think. Do they think it's pretty?
Yeah, I think probably the show is actually not my biggest drawback to a future date. It's my workaholic nature. I understand that, girl.
Yes.
But hey, yeah. I'm just waiting for Theo James or somebody.
Oh, wow. He's probably a good one, too. He's a good taste. Well, speaking of good taste, you did have my friend Robert Palmer Watkins on.
Yeah.
My buddy. I love him. Yes. I had him on our show the other day. He is so sweet. And how'd you guys meet?
Just through a random friend. He's from North Carolina. I'm from Virginia originally. And we had oddly, like, not really been crossing paths, but he's been out here about the same amount of time I have. And a friend of mine, she was like, you know what? You should totally meet up with my friend Robert. He's an actor, da-da-da, and he just, like, get on GH, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we met up for coffee, and he read over some scripts, and he was actually our very first guest star back in the fall, back when we were still, like, getting our footing. He was so sweet and did an excellent job, and he came on and did a couple of episodes. Yeah. And, he's so fun to work with. He's such a humble, nice guy.
Yes, and I like I said, I've interviewed him 3 times at this point now. He's like, I'll come back anytime you want me to. He brings headshots for the fans. Like, he's so nice.
He's super nice.
Now, we didn't have Hartley Sawyer. Young and Restless fans know he was on there as Kyle Abbott for a little bit. Because he's not feeling well. No. So, I was, like, sad for that. So, and how'd you meet him?
He and I have just been crossing paths in L.A., and I think it's one of those things when you've been out here too many years. I think we actually met at the rap party for GCB. Like, years and years
ago. I loved that show so... I was like, why only give it one season? I loved that show so much.
Sweet little Kristen Chenoweth.
Open my pocket and just, like, tickle her where I go.
I know. She's like a little elf. She's like a real-life Tinkerbell.
And it's like, just sing to me whenever you feel like it.
I know. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it was... That's how the whole show has come together of just networking and who you've known and who you've... met across, you know, a crowded after party kind of thing.
So. Well, it's very Hollywood LA that, you know, people remember other people that they like and are nice.
Yeah.
And you could tell could do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could trust your work because, especially doing digital series and things where you're on set for a long time, it might be low or no pay. Mm-hmm. You want folks who are willing to still deliver
exactly
a product yeah. like your friend
exactly
you
brought her on. Yeah, and we had Austin Falk come on from Two Broke Girls.
Yes,
and he and I randomly met at an MS charity.
God, I love it.
That and you know, so we actually didn't even talk at the MS charity. We ran into each other a few hours later at a second party, and I was like, "You were there." And he's like, "You got stopped outside," and like we started talking, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you should come on the show. You do comedy, blah blah blah," because I wasn't familiar with his work before that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next day we got immediately started working. That's good and bad thing about me. I don't let people wait to think about it.
Good.
I'm like, hey, yeah, we're gonna run, and like they may be like being drugged behind me, but they're like just going with it, and then they're like, wait, what happened? What? I was like, it's fine, just keep going. It's really fun. Hey, chest hands, chest hands.
Well, you know what's happening? It's funny. So I thought I was being smart mouth on one of my shows last year, and one of the girls I interviewed for her series Broken at Love. She was like, I said, yeah, I mean, if you just want to, you know, write a role for me one day, I'll come on for it. I mean, I used to do some acting back in the day. She wrote me a role for her new season.
There you go.
Wrote me a little, just a little tiny little thing for me to come on and do a couple of lines. And I was like, because you said it for real. I was just kind of kidding, but I'll do it, of course.
Hey, that's the thing. You like, say you never know when you put yourself out there when it's going to come back.
Right.
I mean, so many times people treat LA like this big competition. And I personally believe the more good content that's being made is the more jobs, the more art, the more creativity mm-hmm. that there
Amen.
Is.
Yes.
Like a couple years ago, I was pulled onto a project as an actor and they needed a special effects makeup artist. And I called like See? Embedded for Ashley. I was like, no, yeah. you need to call this girl. Mm-hmm. And they actually already had somebody. And I was like, no, you need to call her. And then they did. And like, it was so fun. And we were such dorks because we were finally working together. And it's like, we're living the dream because we're friends and we're working together. And you know, it's like,
it was great.
We were totally. I got shot in the leg in the film, so it was like really fun. And I would have been like they had like blood exploding out of my jeans.
Wow.
Like,
it was
cool.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's my favorite part.
I was like, Ashley, you're gonna get to like make my little prosthetic gun wound.
it was so
things
fun.
You don't say very often to your friends.
I know, right?
But yeah.
You should have different friends.
I agree. That's right. Why not?
I don't know. I like talking about prosthetics and like
wounded legs.
Yeah,
and guts.
Exactly. Yes. Squid pack, squibs pack,
squib packs. Squib. I know those. I know those.
Yeah.
So now, what is it? What do you want to do? Like, what is kind of? Cause you do several things. Is there something you kind of want to go in right now? A direction of? Do you want to do more acting, more sketch?
I know.
The Ashley pose.
Yes.
I do everything. Like I said,
mm-hmm. The hyphenate.
Would love to come back on season 2 and forward with Laura Show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of
universe. We kind of know the chick does Laura Show. She's right here. Yes, talk to her.
I might be able to put in a good word.
Yeah.
So I would love to just see where that goes and see that where that takes us.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about supporting her dream, and it's so much fun. It doesn't feel like work because it's something that I really enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard someone say the other day, well, like a month ago, it's something, they said, find out what you love to do and try to find out how to make money at it.
Absolutely.
And I was like, that's what I have never done.
Right.
I've always just been about, like, trying to pay my bills or trying to be about the paycheck. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I need to find something that I love. And I truly love working on the show with everyone and acting and being able to do comedy.
Yeah.
And comedy is basically what I really love.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be serious too, but comedy is, I mean, Kristen Wiig is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You have to hurt yourself with your crystal. Oh, my God, I'm bleeding.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if I brought a pack of blood with me?
Psh, like, oh, my God. I'd be freaking out. I used to be a nurse. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh God!
But,
judge me.
Yeah.
But actually, I just saw Kristen Wiig. Actually, I watched The Martian the other day, and she was in that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she was a little serious. But, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she still had a little Kristen Wiig sass.
She did. She did. And she did.
Oh, I love her.
She's amazing
and
everything.
She's good. She's good.
I will still rewatch the bridesmaid scene with her like losing it with the cookie and the chocolate fountain and the lemonade when she's going up and. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig, man.
Yeah. Do you have any? Do you have any idol comedy idols that you like? I would love to be kind of like them.
Wow. I mean, I think all of them are like females. From Lucille Ball. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that. I love Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler, and Tina Fey.
Yes.
I would say those four ladies. I mean, to have careers like that and to be successful, be respected in your field. be very talented mm-hmm. and, you know, got there on their own right and their own merit. Yeah. I have tremendous respect for that.
I'm a big fan of Amy Schumer. I don't know how you feel about them. And I just finally saw Trainwreck and I thought, wow, she actually can act. I was really surprised. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But her comedy sketch show is back again for its fourth season. It's so good. Like, she has some smart, intelligent, feminist sketches that are just so almost cast. Effing hilarious. Effing.
She is funny, and she, I am a fan of hers, and I like, there's one sketch that she does, I don't know if you guys have seen it, where she's trying to call, like, a phone or a TV company, one of the two, and, like, is on hold trying to get it repaired. And the duration of that sketch and, like, the roller coaster that she goes on, it's so relatable. And, like, that's what I think is funny with comedy. You know, I don't want to watch comedy myself personally. And I think a lot of people are getting to this place where they don't want to watch something that's, like, really outlandish. And it's like, okay, so many pies to the face. Like, that's not funny anymore. It's funny because, oh, well, that's, like, my real life, but, like, way funnier. Like, those friends are funnier than my friends or what have you. So, I like that aspect.
She had one on her show last night, 2 nights ago, where she's trying to buy a shirt in a size, like, 12. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, we have your size out back. So it's like Narnia, and she's out there, and there's Lena Dunham. She's like, went shopping like 3 days ago, and I'm just out, and it's a pasture. And there's a cow. She's like, what's the cow doing? That's Daisy. She's trying to find a shirt, too. And it's like, they're out there, and it's like the fun, but like, it really has commentary on, you know, shirts that are all cut super small. Mm-hmm. And she went, and size 12 is not that big, but not really. She's trying, and it's like, but it's like, because literally out to pasture, there's that's a cow out there. Lena Dunham's wearing a tarp. It's like this funny sketch. So funny.
That's great.
I have to see this now.
It just came out. I'm sure it's on YouTube at this point now, but it's like, it was a funny feminist sketch on something you said is kind of outlandish, but not really. It's like based on something that we've all been there and probably seen that.
It's like satirical reality.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
And you've all had that like dark moment when you just had a bad day and like parking in traffic and like work or whatever. And like your mind goes to like a dark but funny place. Yes. And then you like see it played out and you're like,
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
I saw them there. So yeah, because that was her latest episode. For latest episode, it was so funny. And what's great about her is in her real life, she works with her sister.
Yeah.
So again, girl power, kind of like awesome. You guys are all just—it's all girl power.
Oh, and Melissa McCarthy.
Fearless. Yes. She's fearless.
I love her.
When you said that she worked with her sister, it always makes me think Melissa McCarthy always has her husband do a cameo. Yes. And I think that's hilarious.
And it looks like she's Jenny McCarthy's cousin. They're first cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Right. So when Jenny was
when
she had her first, they didn't really publicize it too much, but when Jenny had her first show on MTV years, which I used to love, she actually came out to California, and she was like a nobody before Gilmore Girls, and was like, put me on. She put her on some sketches. So just so you see her way in the background, and a couple of Jenny's sketches on her show, and then she got on Gilmore Girls, was a hit for that for 8 seasons, and now, of course, she's a star, but they're actually first cousins.
That is so cool.
Yes.
Nepotism. I love it.
Keep it in the family.
Hey, if it works for you.
Oh, I love it. Dude, I love it. So you just wrapped. So how do you feel about this season? You dream came true. You created a series. Who does that? And now it's done, basically.
It's very surreal. I mean, I'm very, very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of everything that we all accomplished. I think there's some really funny stuff in there.
There is.
I'm really excited to see. I'm not one to really sit and like, oh, let me bask in my accomplishments and my fabulousness. Please,
I'm so wonderful. Do
throw roses at me and chocolates.
If you were like that, I probably wouldn't be your friend. So.
Please don't be my friend if I was that terrible.
Just take the thorns and the thorn roses. Take that, bitch.
No, I'm not one to like sit and like really. So it's like, oh, the season's wrapping. Okay, so now we're doing this huge pilot presentation. Yeah. For the networks, because we were trying to see where our home is going to be for season 2. So there's a lot going on, and then I also have auditions, and I have another project that I'm writing, and so I'm not one to kind of like sit and be like, oh, look how fabulous we all are. But if I were one, and I will take like 5 seconds to be vain. I think I'm just extremely humbled by everyone that's been behind us and believed in us, and everyone that's dedicated their time and talents, and to see what a group of like-minded people that are very hardworking were able to accomplish. So I'm very, very proud of it, and I'm very grateful for the group of friends that I have, because everyone will say what they will about LA people, but if you look, there are really good ones.
Yes, sir. I know there are
really, really good ones.
No, there are.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm part of this whole village mentality. I feel like we're all part of the village. Now you're part of my village too.
There you go.
But I feel like, because you never know, I may move on to something really big, and I can help you guys out with with it, because you're big too. Like, you never know. And people in LA are friendly, can help each other. People do help
each
other.
Absolutely. And people have to get that mindset that you're not. Everyone is not your competition.
Right.
The more that is created, the more good art that is done, that is the more opportunity for every artist.
There's room for everybody.
Before any other title, I consider myself an artist. And, you have to have good art to work on. So
yeah, I agree. I just like, did people try to say there's that one slot? No, there's 10 slots.
No, there's so
especially
many
now with social media coming to fruition, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much. You can empower each other instead of thinking of everyone as competition.
Digital media right now, praying this term. It's like, it's the Wild Wild West.
People are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Wild Wild West. And there is a lot that is not the same caliber as like what we're doing with production value or the writing or what have you or the acting. But there's so much that you can do and get started. I mean, I tell people, skip first few episodes. Yes, they're funny. Watch them later. But, I don't want that to be your first impression. Yeah. Start with the current stuff. And, I'm very proud of it. It's been a crazy journey.
I know, girl. I'm just excited. So excited.
It's time for some rap party and, some dance. I'm just
time to celebrate.
Yes. And then back to work.
Well, I mean, my only advice I would give you is just that, you should always take time to celebrate something that you've done that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should always take time for that.
Rap party is always so much fun.
Yeah.
Every project I've ever worked on, the rap party, everybody's cutting loose, having a good time. Yeah, true colors come out. Though I don't think I can do that at this point. I feel like everybody knows me and knows that she's a dork.
Yeah, so they're not that surprised anymore, are they?
No. Okay. I mean, the one male lead, he has been put through so much torture at this point. I'll just stare at him and I'm sorry. So that's
interesting. Okay, I just want to say this. I'm going to say it out loud. Your men are all kind of hot and all. They're all very different looks.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones with beards, the ones without beards, blonde, brunette. I mean, you just went out to town. I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you.
Yeah.
Maybe that was me that's the character. I want you, I want you, I want you. Come to my house.
I'm not going to lie. They are very attractive. Yeah. Guys and girls both. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Girls are attractive too.
No, I appreciate my girls. It's fine. But just right now with the guys.
No, and I mean, as the season has gone on, the other week, I was in a swimsuit top or a bra or something. Ashley and I have done ones where we were in swimsuits. The guys, there's a Smoking Hot trilogy now.
Yes. Because
they were so popular. I mean, no shirts required to fight fires in the Lara show.
I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The third one is my favorite. I've dubbed it Smoking Hot the Musical. And I kind of want to turn it into a full-length feature.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Well, I want to go out as that character. Lara and Chloe from Smoking Hot. I want to go out in Los Angeles, LA Beware.
You do it,
Be
do
warned. The guys have put up with a lot. I think that's where I was going with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
The guys have put up with a lot, and I think they've all seen my crazy. We did one sketch called Big Production, which is probably the truest of anything that we've done on the show as me. Ashley knows this, my friend.
It was funny.
There's banners, and there's a choreographed number, and there's this whole thing, and the guy's just kind of I graduated from community college. let's shut this down and put it in check. And I'm no, let's have it in.
She's this is great.
How
many parties can we have?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think everything needs to be celebrated. But
I agree.
That's that's me. That's the only child part of me. I'm yay, cupcakes, party. Yes, glitter, confetti cannons, sure.
Sounds good to me.
I remember one dance recital, we had confetti cannons. I was so psyched.
Oh, my God.
Confetti cannons?
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
It does. It sounds good.
They were great. It was like being at Disneyland, but without all the children. It was great.
That part is great.
Yeah. I considered working at Disney once, and I'm no.
Yeah. Not at all.
No.
Well, thank you for being on the show, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are hilarious. Welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Season 2, 3, 4, whatever. Woo! Just come back.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely, we will do it. Now, tell people where they can find that Lara show so they can make sure they can find you. You can tell that camera.
We have made it very simple. It's thelaraShow.net. That has cast info, all of our episodes at thelaraShow.net.
Now, you also have a website, and you have, like, you have music, talk about choreography. She's like, and she's an animal activist, too. You have a lot of stuff in there, so.
Yes, and that's lauralindabradley.com.
Right, and where can they find you, pretty lady?
I am currently working on my website.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's good.
She's on the LaraShow.net page.
She's on there. But just under this construction, anything it'll be coming up at some point.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
I know this. It's going to be great. It'll be great. But thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
You can find this on iTunes and YouTube under AfterBuzz TV and Spotlight On. Their names are in the headings, so you can find it under that. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. all over the world, and I will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.